Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now in the studio, season 16 winner of American Idol, singer and songwriter Maddie Poppy. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking the time to come. So off air, we were discussing our love of traveling in sweats.
Yes.
So important.
Very right? important.
And you're rocking swoveralls, which are basically overalls but sweats?
They are sweatpant overalls. And I wish, if there's one thing I wish I invented in the world, it's those.
Right? Well, I think they're cute. So keep rocking them. I know you recently had like a homecoming of a show of sorts performing at the Iowa State Fair.
Yeah.
That must have been fun. I loved going to the fair when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. I think Iowa State Fair is ranked like number 3 in the nation or something behind Texas or something. So it's a pretty big deal. And
that's a big deal.
It was fun. I made sure to stay away from, they fry everything, like fry Oreos.
Yes, that's the fair's move.
I mean, but they fry butter.
Ooh, that must be amazing.
I couldn't try it because I was like, I'm not about to get sick before this show.
Not even a bite?
Oh, man. No, I'd throw that in a tortilla. I'd be good right there. Wow. Wait, now I really want to try that. What part of Iowa are you from?
I'm from Northeast Iowa.
What's it called? What's
the town? Clarksville. It's like 1,500 people.
Okay. Is that near Bettendorf?
No, but my sister lived in Davenport, which is right like in the Quad Cities.
Okay. So, okay.
Yeah, I'm about 2.5 hours north of that.
2.5 hours north, near any of the universities, Iowa State or?
I'm near UNI, like 25 minutes from the University of Northern Iowa in Cedar Falls.
Oh, got it. Yeah. I've spent some time in Iowa. So
have you?
Yeah.
Or even in Iowa.
I almost went to school there, almost wrestled there.
Oh.
They've got a lot of good wrestlers.
That's crazy. I was with Chewy Martinez yesterday, and he said he was going to wrestle at Iowa, too.
Chewy could wrestle that well?
Yes, but he told me.
I know Chewy. He can, really?
He told me then he broke, like, something happened with his back or something.
Wow.
Really?
Huh. Okay, I'm going to have to ask him if he was going to almost wrestle
that way. You guys could have, wow, look at that.
Look at that. Could have been Iowans.
Such a small world. Right,
yeah. Your debut album is Whirlwind. What sounds inspired this music? How would you describe that?
You know, I always did the sort of singer-songwriter thing. I was really afraid of production at first. Like, I wanted to be really stripped back and acoustic, but I was, you know, put in different rooms with different songwriters and producers, and they just started experimenting with different sounds. And yeah, at first I was uncomfortable. I was like, I don't like this. But then when it came back, I was like, maybe this is what I should, you know? And so I just started experimenting with all sorts of stuff, and it ended up just being, you know, kind of just a bunch of experiments on the album, honestly.
And the single Major Miss is getting some buzz right now. Is this about a real guy who blew his chance?
No, but I tell people that, you know, it doesn't always have to be about a guy. It can be about, like, you know, an old, maybe a company you used to, like, work for that right. fired you or something, and now they want you back. I don't know.
Yeah, you can get inspired by different things.
Sure. I try to keep it relatable.
And what have the live shows been like? Do you play with a band? You keep it more stripped down?
Yeah, so, you know, we've been doing this radio tour for Meiji Miss, and usually that's just me and a guitar, and I really do enjoy that, but recently I've been with a four-piece band. I mean, five with me, but yeah, that's been a lot of fun because it's like the first real band and they're learning like my songs, and yeah. I just think that's super cool.
That is super cool. And what are the touring plans for the rest of the year?
There's something that I'm really excited to announce, but I can't announce it yet.
Oh, why not? This is a perfect place.
Because it's not totally confirmed yet.
Okay, fair enough.
No one's listening. It's fine.
Yeah. But man, I'll tell you when I can.
Okay. Well, good luck. Hope that gets firmed up. And what's something that you'd say you learned about yourself in this past year that you would maybe share with your younger self?
I think just that it's really important to stay true to who you are, because you could get caught up in, you know, like, you know, caught up in something that you're not. Very easily, I think, in this industry. And I just think it's important to be you, because I feel like that's the only way you're going to be happy. You know, it's really overwhelming and, you know, there's a lot coming at you. So, you know, if you're doing what makes you happy, at least you're, you know, you're having fun while you're stressed out.
Yeah, no, I agree. Keeping being authentic.
Totally.
I think the best way to relate to fans too, they can see through if you're not.
Yeah.
I remember during a run on Idol, you were in a relationship with Caleb.
Yes.
Right? So that was real.
Yes. Still is real.
Oh, really? Still you guys dating. Are still dating?
Yes.
Oh, good for you. Yes. That's romantic.
Yes. Yes.
And where does he live?
He lives in Nashville now. He's doing his thing down there, and all my stuff is still at my parents in Iowa. So.
And still in Iowa. So is that still home, or have you set roots anywhere?
I haven't really had time, and I travel a lot, so it doesn't really make sense to like live anywhere, because when I have time off, I want to be with my family anyways.
Yeah.
So I suppose I'll just keep mooching off their free rent for a while.
Yeah. So take advantage of that as long as you can. I hope my kids do. I read that you're a picky eater.
Very picky eater.
So yeah, I got to imagine, I'm not trying to stereotype but in Iowa, it just outside of the corn, it sounds like there's not too many spicy things going on in Iowa,
I'm
right?
I'm sure they have hot sauce.
Totally.
No, but still, it doesn't, you know what I'm saying? It's not, right? It's because I have friends from Ohio.
Absolutely.
The ketchup is too spicy for them. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know what I mean? You're not exposed to a lot of different, am I?
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. For sure. I mean, it's like a lot of, like, I feel like it's like a lot of casseroles.
Yeah. That's like, perfectly different.
You know what I mean?
Blanket right
that
there.
Makes
yeah.
sense.
Like, that makes sense. By the way,
green
I'm
bean
down with a
casserole.
Good casserole. Green bean casserole, yeah. You know, I like a good casserole.
It's a casserole state. And yeah, that's what you grow up on, I feel like. You know.
So you're not into spicy things?
I'm not. I like even mild sometimes. That's what I'm saying. I mean, he's not that's wrong.
Funny. That's funny. What about sushi? How old were you when you first tried sushi?
I was, I think it was 2 months ago, I tried sushi, and it was, listen.
They should have introduced you with like a shrimp tempura roll or something like that.
See, yeah, that's the problem is she bought really like grocery store sushi.
Oh, no.
That's what everyone says, but we were making a video of me trying all these foods I'd never tried, and sushi was one of them. And
but you can't go grocery store sushi. You're gonna
I didn't know.
I don't know how long that's been sitting there.
Yeah.
So she brought in this sushi, and I mean, I spit it across the room. I thought I was gonna gag, and I'm not like a seafood, like even just like, I can't, I've never tried fish. Like, and I hate the, even like Crab Delights, you know, my dad used to get those when we were younger.
There's no ocean by Iowa.
Exactly. So, yeah.
What's your favorite food?
Oh,
casserole.
Like carbs.
Of course.
Carbs.
Just carbs.
Pasta, chicken.
A lot of starchy.
The most vanilla things ever.
Right. I love it. I love it. All right. I'm gonna put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Okay.
Okay.
Song that's currently stuck in your head.
Perfect for You by Rachel Platten.
Last movie you saw in theaters.
Gosh. It was probably at the Nutcracker premiere.
Okay. Ooh, that was a while back, too.
That was a while back.
All-time favorite songwriter.
Brian Wilson. Sorry.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Nickname growing up.
Mookie.
Mookie?
No one's ever asked me that.
Why?
My dad still calls me Mook. He'll be like, love you, Mook. Or like, oh, Mookie, I'm so proud of you. I don't know. That's Mookie. So weird.
I love it.
But that was my nickname growing up.
I think I might have to adopt that.
Yeah.
For the future, right? Celebrity crush growing up.
Oh. I don't know. Probably Troy Bolton in High School Musical, or like, you know, Zac Efron.
Zac Efron? Yeah, Zac Efron?
That's a good one. That makes
I don't
sense.
Know. I guess I don't know. Oh no, I know who my. It was John Mayer. For sure.
Have you, like, ever met him?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Hopefully I do. Yeah.
What would your last meal be?
Oh my gosh, she's got dark.
Is that dark? I get excited about that
question.
It's
the way you said
question.
It, you looked at me. What would your last meal
well, be? Because I get passionate about that.
And also people get confused. If he doesn't say it like that, people think it's the last thing they ate.
Oh.
Yeah.
It would probably be, you're going to just make fun of me. But it would probably be tuna noodle casserole. My mom makes a mean tuna noodle casserole.
Specifically your mom's. Nice.
Yeah, and she made it when I was home last. And it was amazing.
There you go. Well, listen to Whirlwind on iHeartRadio or wherever you stream music. Follow her on Instagram at Maddie Poppy. Mookie, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me. And I gotta say, do you know that you're on every hotel? Do you know that you're on every hotel TV in America? Because I stay at a lot of hotels, and every time I turn on, I'm like, oh, there's Mario telling me what's planned today.
What movie's currently in theaters and still available
every
in your hotel.
Hotel
room. Yes.
So I think it's so cool.
Is it cool? Do I bug you? Do you have overload at that point?
No, because now that I'm like meeting, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so cool.
Oh my God, this is the guy from the movie preview thing.
I'll take it.
No.
Thanks, Mook.
On with Mario Lopez.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.